This is KUT, and I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Last month, allegations began to emerge from a VA hospital in Phoenix, Arizona, of hidden waiting lists that were costing lives. Well, the growing scandal at VA hospitals has reached Texas. The San Antonio Express News reports today on a cancer patient who died after waiting 2 months to start chemo treatment at a VA hospital in Temple. Reporter Sig Christensen broke the story for the Express News. Sig, before we get to the big picture, let's talk about this troubling account you discovered. This was a veteran who died here in Austin. What have you been able to find out about this person?
What we know so far was that he did wait for his treatment, and the delays were inexplicable. The doctor didn't even try to figure out what happened because he had no idea. He was a subcontractor, so he's not inside the VA system, and it was beyond his ability to figure out why the care was not given in as quickly as it should have been. But the bottom line was he decided that at the end of that, the day after his patient died, he stopped being a subcontractor for the VA. He said, "I just couldn't do it anymore."
So the person that you spoke with was the, I guess, Austin-based doctor who was treating the veteran named Dale Richardson. Is that right?
Right. And that doctor is asking to be anonymous, and we're honoring that.
Well, what about the VA? What's their side of this story? Do they have anything to say?
At the moment, no. And they probably will not. They have said that federal privacy law protects the patient even when he's dead. The doctor didn't believe that, and I don't think that the man's widow would have any trouble with the VA coming out and saying what ended up happening. But they had no idea when I called them yesterday about this case. And to be fair, we only learned about it yesterday through Senator Cornyn's office, and Cornyn's office only heard about it Monday.
But allegations of a similar nature have been made against officials at VA hospitals in other parts of Texas, and of course, as we were saying a little earlier, in other parts of the country too. Are we looking at a pattern here?
Well, it looks like there is a pattern, but you really have to be careful with that because every case is different. And in this case, there does not seem to be a waiting list issue at all. There were other issues, such as he had a tracheotomy. The doctor performed the trach at a hospital in Austin, and he died on the Monday after that procedure was done. Supposedly, the VA in Temple was supposed to be preparing to take him as a patient to get him into chemo, because they had to do the trach before they did the chemo. Mm-hmm. The chemo could cause swelling, and it could cause him not to be able to breathe. And so that in itself is a bit of complexity in the story. But ultimately, the hospital said, we cannot take new trach patients. There was supposedly a rule about it. Now, I'm not sure why, but that's what they told the doctor. So they were going to send him home. They were going to provide him with supplies, and then they were going to get him into the hospital the following week. And then the VA came back and it said, we can't provide those supplies to you immediately. So delays like that were at play in his case, and it's really next to impossible here to link it to the waiting list deaths, at least as far as we know so far.
Sig Christensen has been covering the military for the San Antonio Express News for some time now. Thanks so much for taking time out to speak with us, Sig.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.